Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode. another episode of Audience of One, the podcast. It's Myrna, your host. And if this is your first time here, welcome. It's so nice to have you. I don't know how you got here, but thank you. Thank you, regardless. And if this is not your first time, thank you also for coming. Welcome, 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 everybody. So, how has your week been? Or like your past? I think it's been 2 weeks now since the last episode. Yeah, it should be 2 weeks. How have your weeks been? Mine were actually okay. Mine were very good. Up until now, I just had a fight with somebody. And it's very, you know when you're just living your life, everything is fine, you're in a great mood, and somebody just come and just want to spoil your mood, but says it's not possible. I got to record this episode today, and I'm gonna be happy as I'm doing it, right? So yes, here I am, and I have forgiven the person. I've let it go. So today is like, I don't know why I'm excited like this, but today we're going to be talking. Well, I'm going to be talking, and I'm going to be thinking, possibly. Talk to me on Instagram, or you know you can send voice messages on this thing. Technology is crazy. But yeah, reach out to me on Instagram or anything, really. And if you want to talk about anything, it's calm, you can talk. So today we're going to be talking about it's a question, and it's something that has been, should I say, a spark for conversation amongst young people, young Christians especially. And it's like, okay, what's the big deal about music? That's what we're going to be talking about. What's the big deal about music, right? People are always a lot of the times when it comes to this whole music topic, it's always, okay, don't listen to secular music. Why should we not? I mean, there are serial jams. Jams, Mr. Money with the vibe right now. I was not going to do this, but I mean, there are jams. Palazzo, you get it? You know, you guys, I'm cracking myself up alone, only me. Please, I cannot shout. Anyways, that's what we're going to be talking about. What's the big deal about music? Why should we care about the music? Why should the music we listen to matter? And not just music, really. Everything that we consume, our entertainment, movies, series that we watch, shows that we watch. Really, why should we care about it? I'm already saved now as family Christian. So really, why should the music I listen to matter? You get? And that's what we're going to be talking about in this episode. Serious episode. So you guys, you see, now I'm happy because I'm talking to you guys. I haven't forgotten the person that vexed me. That person, Sha. If you're listening to this, I'm forgiving you, Sha. Just no. Anyways, so yeah. Like I said, I feel like I always talk so much in the introduction, and I might as well just make it the entire episode. So I will not do this again. I will not talk so much anymore. I will try not to talk so much anymore. Let me not make promises. So yes, without further ado, I won't say without talking so much because I already talked too much. So without any longer gist than what I've given you guys, let's get right into the episode. So you guys, let me just come clean and be very honest with you people. I have absolutely no idea how to go about this episode without it being offensive to at least one person, or maybe to some people. So all I want to say is, if in the course of this episode you are starting to feel a bit targeted, like, ah, if you want to talk to me direct. That kind of feeling. Just know that it's not me. It's not me, Renounce, man. It's not me. Because everything that I say in, like, on this podcast, everything that I say really, and the things that, like, the topics that I talk about, I don't just need to dream it up from my head. Like, no. Like, whatever it is that I talk about, I try my very best to make sure that it's not coming from me. Like, if you are feeling convicted, but let me just use the word convicted, because sometimes conviction can come as a serious kind of, hello, just talk to me straight, just put my name inside this message and stop beating about the bush. That kind of feeling, right? But like, if you're getting a conviction, then is, I'm not trying to like pinpoint or judge or attack anybody. You know, if you're being convicted, then it's the Holy Spirit, because really everything that I talk about is from the word. Like, I'm not going to try and water down my own convictions and the word of God to make some people comfortable. Let me just put it at that. Like, I'm not going to like say some things and not say some things so that it won't be like, oh yeah, I'm coming for people that do a certain type of thing. Because the honest truth is that me, I used to do this thing though, and sometimes I still low-key do. But that's the whole point of this podcast, is to encourage people and to encourage people as well as myself. Like, don't think that I'm sitting down in my study, because it's my study. And if you know how hot it is in this place, yeah, and I can't put on the AC because of the sound. The things I do for love, because I love you guys, that's why. The things I do for love. But yeah, don't think I'm sitting down in my house or wherever it is that I record and I'm just like saying stuff and just lording it over anybody, because like, I feel like I'm better than people. Like, nah, no. Nay. If you listen to Bailey Sarian, you know where that comes from. Anyways, before I digress, no, like, everything that I talk about is either something I used to do and have like recovered from, or maybe things I'm still working on even. But as if I sit, like, sitting down here and encouraging you also helped me to encourage myself, because at the end of the day, ultimately, we're supposed to live our lives solely for Jesus. Like, we're sold out to him. So everything that we do should flow in that direction. It should come from that place of understanding that I am sold out to you, Jesus. So even though I have this vast world where anything, like, things are open, I've chosen that my life is for you, and that way, like, we show other people, we are able to let our lives speak for ourselves. Like, there are some people, in some episodes back, I mentioned this particular person, and I think in the very first episode, this particular person, I knew that when you see her, you see Jesus. Really, she doesn't even need to talk to you for too long. You know that, yeah, this person, she's serious. So yeah, that's how all of us are actually meant to be, and that's the entire purpose of this podcast. So really, if I'm not, like, coming for anybody or attacking anybody, or coming from like a place of judgment, now it's all for the ultimate purpose, to live for Christ. And yeah, when we do that, we know him and we make him known to other people. That's it. That's my disclaimer. So disclaimer, I'm not attacking anybody, and everything that I say, these are my own convictions and things I have studied from the Bible, and I have interpreted, and these principles should apply to our lives. Yes. So what's the big deal about music? Like, why is it so important why are we talking about it? We wouldn't be talking about it if it wasn't important, right? Exactly. And I just want to start off by like saying that, honestly speaking, I'm kind of doing what I did in the last episode. Like, it's just a chat. Whatever happens, happens. That's what I will say. And really, for me, music and people that are passionate about music, I can beat my chest and I can say that we all agree that music is not just melodies and playing around with keys or instruments and just hearing and be like, oh my god, that sounds nice. No, that's not music. Like, it's much more than that. Don't get me wrong. Like, yes, you play the instrument and you like the sound of what you are playing, but it comes from a place. Music comes from a place, and it comes from a place of expression, deep expression. You cannot write music, you cannot write a song from an out-of-body experience. Like, it's the things that you have seen, you have experienced, you have encountered that will shape who you are and will now shape the message that you're putting out with your music. Do you get? Like, I don't know how better to explain it, but it has a source. Music has a source, and that source is coming from you and what is inside of you. Yes, that's the source of music. And it's very, very funny because, like, I don't know how why this is funny, but you know that music is because it comes from this deep place, it is very powerful. Like, right from the beginning of time, people understood the importance of music. Even in heaven, they know the importance of music. God knows the importance of music. Hello, he's God. He made it. And it's funny to me because the same way God knows the importance of music, I mean, we use music as Christians to worship, right? And you have to agree that if you have encountered, like, if you have been in a place, right, with somebody, like, somebody is ministering and there's just something about the person, like, once the person comes up, it's not the person, who it's not like, oh, it's this person's voice that's shaking the building, but when you go to a place, they are worshiping. Like, you know that the atmosphere is changing. It's not gonna be the same way it was when you entered. that's just the power of music. And when the thing is that the same way we know the power of music as Christians, and the same way God knows the importance of music and the power that it carries, it's the same way the devil also knows. Like, this is why they used to say, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. This is just this is by the way, but it's because your enemy knows what you're doing and is gonna try to one up you. So here's the thing, the same way God has raised people, he has raised minstrels, mighty minstrels, as per people where they sing, the building used to shake because of the anointing that's upon them from God. And when people play, when people play sax, when people play drums, play the keyboard, play the piano, play guitar, harp, when people just even dancing itself, like, because people have been raised by God, they are anointed, they know, like, something is upon them, they have been blessed with this gift, right? It's the same way that the devil too, he's also raising his own people. He's also giving them their own version of anointing for his own purpose. Because God has raised people up to worship him. And in the process, they are like, people's lives are being transformed. People are having crazy encounters with God, right? And ultimately, the goal is to make him known, bring people to the knowledge of Christ. But devil is also raising his own people, his own soldiers, so that them too, they will counter what's happening. Do you understand? And that's why, like, music is very, very important. Like, Macanova emphasizes, yes, the importance of it, the power that music carries. It is tremendous. It's amazing. So we have to be very, very conscious of what we listen to, because we just this analogy that I've given. Like, you have to know that behind a song, there's a source, there's a message that's being passed across, and whether you like it or not, you are receiving that message. Especially when you are constantly listening to a certain type of thing, constantly consuming a particular kind of content, whether you like it or not. Don't be saying, oh yeah, like, I'm just listening to it, like, it's nothing big. Or more, you are digesting it and that is what's filling you up, right? So this was the big deal about music, really. It's just like, why should we be cautious of the kind of music that we listen to, and how do we know what kind of music to listen to? Because the thing is that, like, I'm not going to just come out and say, oh yeah, only listen to Christian music. Listen to Christian music is amazing, yes, do it please, but it's not everything that used to say is Christian music that is Christian music. Sometimes people just make feel good music, you know, music that just make you feel so, oh my gosh, in the moment. But at the end of the day, it's not it, you know. And there are some certain kinds of music that you yourself, you know, that this thing, it should not be part of you. If you are saying that, yes, I am a child of God and I have chosen to live in accordance with my sonship, that is me being a child of God, and I'm choosing to walk in that direction, there are some kinds of things that, you know, that, yeah, you're done, like, you have to go, you have to leave, what are you doing here, that kind of thing. So really, I'm just going to, like, give some certain, like, pointers, really, so that you know what to look out for. Should I say what to look out for? But just, yeah, certain questions that you should ask yourself and start asking yourself, so that you kind of, like, you know what you're listening to, what you're consuming, whether it is what you should be doing or not. Yes. So, like, the first and foremost thing, does it glorify God? Like, what kind of message is this music trying to promote? Does it glorify God? And it's very, very, this one is very, very vast, but at the same time, you look, it kind of has, like, a gray area, right? But I'll get to that in a minute. What do we even mean by an ungodly message? Anything that does not please God, you know that, yeah, I'm not going to be listening to something that promotes this. And there are a lot of people. Misha, looky, I'm kind of thankful, because letting go of secular music, and I'm not even going to, let me put, like, letting go of worldly music and put it at that, because not all secular music is bad, but I'll get to that. Letting go of worldly music, it was a bit of a challenge, but at the same time, it wasn't that bad, because me, I'm not saying that people that listen to rap or, like, trap or anything, like, yeah, bad, but me, I've just never been into it. So yeah, like, it wasn't hard, because I didn't really have much to let go of. I did have things to let go of. I was a Billie Eilish girly. But I'm Melanie Martinez. I like her. Anyways, I like her. Yes. That's besides the point. But what kind of music, what kind of message is the music trying to promote, you know? There are certain people that you should have no business with their music, but this, this is them, Travis them, Gunna them, Playboy them. Me, I never listen to them, right? But it just in passing, you know, they'll be saying, I'm just like, why? This is not even pleasing. Like, it's not even nice. So to me, I just never found it. I never ever found it catchy to even be into the music. But really, just anything that promotes an ungodly message when talking about constant love of money, sex, drugs, hypersexualizing and oversexualizing women, that like that's all you think. I'm just like, you guys have been relaxed. No. That's not it. No, please, no. If your music and if the content doesn't glorify God, then you don't have a business. You don't have any business with it. And just because your guys or your friends are into it, it doesn't mean that you have to be into it too. Because Romans chapter 12 verse 2, it tells us not to conform to the patterns of the world, of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And that's so true. Like before, I used to feel like I had to be into there was a point in secondary school. I did not know secondary school. This is such a pivotal moment for me because in secondary school I was a social prefect. So I knew all sorts. Ah, please, you couldn't joke with me back then. I knew any song. That kind of you know when you like go to secondary school, you go home and you come back, maybe they drop some release, especially summer, and artists will just drop their bangers back to back. You will now learn all of them so that you go back to school and you'll be asking your friends, do you know this song? Do you know that song? Man, I know I used to do that with my friends, and we used to do it now. You couldn't joke with me. I was not social prefect. I knew it all. And I felt like, but really, like I said, I wasn't really into all kinds of music. Nah. But I felt like I had to because, I mean, oh my God, this is my job, you know? Like, people are counting on me to know this kind of music. I have to know it. I have to be into it. And really, you don't. Back then, I wish I knew, Sha, that I didn't have to be into music. Into that kind of music. But really, you don't have to be into it at all. You don't have to conform to the patterns of the world. Don't just settle just because your friends like it. If it's not glorifying God and if it's passing across a message that's very ugh, please do, I beg, remove it from your life. And another thing I wanted to point out about like the gray area I was referring to that secular music kind of has, it's like, okay, yeah, it's not entirely bad, like, oh my God, popping pills, that kind of music, but like it's not like it's, oh, what a beautiful name it is. You get, it's not like it's Christian music, but in that moment, like there are some songs that they pass across a decent message, right? Like goodness, this is the moment when all the music that I do leaves my mind. But in that moment, like, just let the Holy Spirit guide you. Yes, let the Holy Spirit guide you, because there are some songs that are not bad, but there are some songs that are not like Christian music, but the message, maybe they pass across like a message that is still in line with our principles. Maybe it's like morally good, you know, that kind of don't disrespect people, don't disrespect women, love, like true love, healthy love, oh, I beg. Healthy love, not toxic love, healthy love. Yeah, like just let the Holy Spirit guide you, because that's your conviction, be what will help you in that regard. Do you get? I mean, because people have different convictions. And another point, like, that I also want to raise is when you're listening to something, or like before you listen to something, like, okay, what does my support of this music say to unbelievers? And this one is very, very, I think we should talk about it a bit, you know? It's like, what does my support of this music say to unbelievers? If people see me, like now me, I have this podcast, and people are starting to begin to attribute me to my podcast, you get? So it's like, if I finish this episode now, and I publish it, and Yeah, somebody will now come and see me jamming to Ghana in my in my room. Seriously, you know, rapping the lyrics. And I'm like, bro, what is this? Like, this is, especially somebody that is not a believer, you know, it's contradictory. And we should not give people, did I say give? I said give, but it sounded like give. Let me just say it again. We should not give people the opportunity to put us in that corner. Dig it. Let me just take the Philippians chapter 2 verse 15, and it says, "For then you will be seen as an innocent, faultless, and pure." I'm paraphrasing, but be seen as an innocent, faultless, and pure child of God, even though you live in the midst of a brutal and perverse culture. For you will appear among them as shining lights in the universe, holding out the words of eternal life. So, the whole thing in general is talking about like how believers should shine as lights to the world and everything, and how to behave in the presence of unbelievers. And I'm just like, we should not be giving people the opportunity to look at us some type of way and be like, bro, that kind of, why are you being a hypocrite kind of thing? Because it's kind of saying to an unbeliever, it's like saying, bro, you don't take your relationship with God seriously, so who are you to even come and tell me to start a relationship with God? Well, clearly you, this one, like, it's not adding up. You get that kind of thing? So, like, what does your support of the music say to unbelievers? Especially this thing. Another thing is, how would listening to this music, like, would it cause other believers to stumble about something? Because I don't remember the exact part of the Bible. I apologize. I should have looked it up before this. But what does your support of the music, like, would it cause other believers to stumble? I remember a part where Apostle Paul was like, yeah, if he, like, he eats meat, but if his eating meat would cause another believer to sin, then he will never eat meat again. You get that kind of thing. And especially if you're somebody that, let's say you have people looking up to you, and you have people looking up to you in the faith, maybe people are just confiding in you and stuff like that. And I'll use the example of, like, the person that I know that used to, please go to my school, the person I mentioned in a few episodes. I don't remember if I brought her up in this episode, you guys, my memory is so short. Anyways, let's just call her Anne. So Anne, right? Anne, like I said, when you see Anne, you see Jesus. So if I know that's me, every time I was looking up to Anne, I still do look up to Anne. I used to meet her for every day. Anne was like my advisor, really. And I know that if I saw Anne supporting a certain type of artist or a certain kind of genre of music, I would have been like, oh yeah, maybe this is cool now. Since Anne is doing it, no problem. But it's not good though. Maybe the music Anne is listening is not good. And I'm just like, yeah, if Anne is doing it, no problem. I can do it. I mean, for Anne to be doing it, then that means it's A-okay. You get that kind of thing. But it's not. And that's like something that really, really, I think I've been put in that position now. Because recently, people have been reaching out to me. It's not, please, I'm not doing it as bad, that kind. Oh, Badoo. What is Badoo? Please. But I'm not like trying to do that by bragging, no. But like, people have been reaching out to me and been like asking me certain kind of things, like for advice, looking up to me essentially. And now I feel like I have been charged with a greater responsibility, because I'm not only accountable for myself, I'm also accountable for these people now. Because if it's something that I am doing that they're seeing me do that is making them to sin, then no, like, it shouldn't be, I'm going to stop doing it, really, because it's not right, you get. So yeah, not just if you have people looking up to you, really, in general, if you're a believer, right, and you know that what you're listening to is not pushing our own kingdom agenda, and other people are seeing it and people are thinking, yeah, it's decent because you are listening to it, then yeah, you need to let it go. You need to let it go. Also, is the music, is it feeding your spirit or is it feeding your flesh? Like, what kind of edification are you getting from it, from the music that you're listening to? Is it hindering your spiritual growth? Because there are some things, I've forgotten who said this, but I was listening to like a sermon one day, I don't remember who said, let me not attribute the quote to the wrong person anyways, but the preacher was like, some people are so funny, especially young people, because you attend a program, right, and you are so blessed, like everything was just amazing, everything was spot on, Holy Spirit, he moved, the atmosphere changed, you know, that kind. Maybe you started speaking in tongues for the first time, like, you know, having encounters, and let's see, from there, like, your spiritual life has just been on fire, your prayer altar burning, as but if somebody even touches it, their hand will, it will shrivel. Checking, like, and then you now go, you just listen to some kind of stupid music. And he was like, everything, all the building up, it's just vanished. And I found that so hilarious. Like, it's hilarious, but it's so true, because people don't understand that media's light and darkness, it cannot mix. It cannot stay together. Light and darkness cannot mix at all. So really, what are you benefiting from the music? Is your spirit man, is your spirit man being edified? Like, is it helping you grow spiritually? Is it helping you deepen your bond with the Father? Or when I just vibes? Like, what is happening? What's the end result of the music? Is it feeding your spirit or is it feeding your flesh? And we need to understand that what you let inside of you, it affects your heart, and because it affects your heart, it affects your actions. Like, I love Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23, because it says we should guard our hearts above all else because it determines the course of your life. It says guard your heart above all else because it determines the course of your life. Another version, I think it's NLT. I love NLT because it says guard your heart above all else because everything you do flows from it. And it's so true, because you guys, please. This just came to my mind, but like, it's so true. Because you don't realize that the constant consumption of a thing is going to have physical manifestations. It's going to come out of you. What you let inside, what's going to come out? Garbage in, garbage out. So if you're putting rubbish in your body, it's rubbish that's going to come out. And it's not just about like your physical well-being, your spiritual well-being as well. The music that you listen to, like I said earlier, is passing a message. And whether you like it or not, you're receiving that message. But the fact that you put in your AirPods, you're willing and you're ready to accept that message. Like, you're willing and you're ready to accept that message. And it's a show in the way you behave. It will manifest whether you like it or not. Because tell me why, like, people, let's see, I'm just using an example. I'm not... I'm not targeting anybody, but people that used to listen to rap music. I don't even know how to classify this thing. Is it rap? Like rap, like R&B, like not R&B. It's not, I don't know the class, but the class of music that them Travis, them Playboy, Gunna, they're all under. Tell me somebody who, like, you've been listening to it now. Who would I used to listen to? If you notice, I used to have some friends that they used to digest. What was this guy's name? It's not Playboy. Playboy. I don't know. I don't even know who they used to listen to. To be very honest, I just know these names like because people are always posting it. Anyway, they used to listen to their music regardless. And somebody now come. Next thing, somebody now come and be calling me nigga. I say, come. Who are you talking to? Let me tell you, guy, I'm gonna pop some niggas. I said, what are you saying? Like, who are you talking to? Don't come to me. I'll be calling me nigga. I'm not your nigga, please. Let me tell you, my nigga. I'm not your nigga. I beg. Let's all be guided. I am not your nigga. But you know, tell your mother, nigga, come, popping some niggas, popping, bitches wanna see. Please, what are you saying?
God, I can't.
And I'm laughing because I'm just like, from where? You were not talking like this before. You have to admit that there was a point in time that these people were not talking like this before. But this accent and this vernacular is coming from somewhere, isn't it? It's coming from somewhere. And most of the time, it's coming from the music that they listen to. Yeah. It's come from news that you listen to. So please, what you let inside of you is going to affect your habits. It's going to affect your actions, and not just your actions, focusing on your heart. It is going to, whether you like it or not, it's going to start transforming the way that you think. And this one I'm going to talk about here, like, jokes aside, as you can see, I'm a bit solemn. I'm a bit solemn, and listen, it just like hits me because, especially music, they're always talking about like, oh yeah, like, over sexualizing girls, having more than multiple partners, chasing the bag, the excessive love of money, and like, I'm honestly speaking, there's nothing wrong with wanting to have a good life, really, there isn't, like. God even wants us to have a good life, and God wants us to be chilling. Who does not want to be enjoying? Who does not want to have life? You get that kind of thing. But you have to understand that there's a very, very thin line between wanting to live a comfortable life and that being like one of your motivations to work hard, and just being greedy. And that's one thing I noticed, that a lot of people, especially in like our generation, are really picking up on, and they don't even know that they're picking it up. People are very greedy now, like they're constantly on the one, like it's just constantly thinking, oh, chase the bag, get my bread up. I'm like, no, there's nothing wrong with wanting to live a comfortable life, but why are you getting this from? It's the content that you're consuming. It's not even just about music, it's the content that you're consuming. Like I said, it's not just music. What society is teaching us, what social media is pushing. Do you know one thing? I don't want to enter social media gist, but clearly I'm entering it, so let me just finish it. Social media, I don't know if you have noticed, but it's pushing an agenda for us to swallow. Like, it's telling us what to think, it's telling us where we should be at a certain point in life, and if you're not there, then you have not made it. Like, forget about it. You're not one of the cool kids. And I'm like, where are you people even getting this from? If you're not very careful, if you're not careful at all, you're gonna fall into that trap like this. You're just gonna fall like that, and you just start thinking that, yeah. And everything you do now start flowing from that place of greed and just lust, and it's just very ugly. I will not even lie, it's just very ugly. Like, it's ugly. Please, guard your heart, protect your heart, fortify it. And if you need to gatekeep it, gatekeep it. Because, the same way, if you're not careful, like I said earlier, light and darkness cannot mix, right? And one thing that people fail to understand is that in the realm of the spirits, everything works on an authority basis. Their legal system is very rich. Like the realm of the spirit, it's a legality matter. Like something cannot have, and a bad spirit cannot have the authority over you if you don't allow it have that authority. Do you get? Like, you have to be very, very careful, because you don't even know what you're letting into you. Do you get? You have, like, let me calm down and try to explain this thing better. You know how people, there's this example that Pastor Mildred always gives. If you don't know Pastor Mildred and Pastor Kingsley Okonkwo, they are like relationship and marriage gurus. They are married now. So since things, she's always like, don't marry an unbeliever, because you as a believer, your father is God, right? But then an unbeliever, their own father is the devil. And when you marry, it's a legal binding, a legal joining of the two families. So automatically, just as God is your father and God has now become your spouse's father-in-law, the devil has also become your father-in-law. So therefore, hence otherwise, the devil has all authority to enter your home. Do you get? Like, the devil has all authority to enter your home. And when you don't realize, bro, and you're like, Baba, what are you doing here? To be like, what do you mean? I have the right to be here. It's my home, isn't it? And I'm joking. I'm like saying this like I'm laughing. But it's not a laughing matter. It's actually very, very serious. Something cannot have the authority over you unless you give it that authority. And when you now realize that, bro, what's going on here? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing here? You'd be like, you let me in here. So it's gonna be very difficult to get that thing out, because that spirit has the right to be there, really. So that's what I'm saying. Guard your heart above all else. Be very, very mindful of what you listen to. Be very mindful of the content that you consume, because you do not know what you are inviting into you. You don't know you don't know the message that you are receiving, and you don't know how it's going to affect you, right? Especially if you're not sensitive in the spirits. Like me, I'm not lying. Like I said, I used to be a Billie Eilish girly, and even before Billie Eilish chef, like I love, please let me not even say I loved like I still love Afrobeats, I won't lie to you. But I'm sorry, there are some songs I'm just like, please, what are you people even talking about? If it's not a bomb bomb, if it's not, no, really, I think that's what most Nigerian singers talk about a lot. It's not bomb bomb, and I don't even know anymore. I'm tired. I'm just like, really, that now is the spirit of lust. That's lust. You're gonna just find yourself in a very, very sticky situation. Like, what's going on? What's happening? You get, so please, guard your heart above all else, because every single thing that you do flows from it. And music is so powerful. And I was going to use example when, like, you know, the point in the Bible when King Saul, you know, King Saul now, his body used to shake him. So after Saul, I think it was after he disobeyed God. Shall let me not even enter the story, because almost this episode is getting long. Asazel disobeyed God now. The spirit of God left him. And one evil spirit nice to enter him. So he wasn't like, and he used to torment him now. Whenever that spirit came, he used to torment him. Then eventually, so it was like, then his advisors were like, let us find him a minstrel that will play for you. I say he's a minstrel. You get my point. Let's find somebody that will play for you whenever that spirit overcomes you. And that's where David now came. And David started to play the harp. This is the harp that David used to play. Right, please correct me if I'm wrong. But David now started to play for Saul whenever that spirit overcame. That evil spirit used to come and like torment Saul, right? I'm just like, music is so, so powerful. The same way it has, like, that's why I say there are spirits behind music. Me, you cannot convince me otherwise. There are spirits behind music. Like, the same way music heals, the same way, that was the point I was heading towards. The same way music has the power to heal when it is anointed, like when it is of God, has the power to heal. In the same way it has power to destroy when it is coming from the devil. So we have to be very, very conscious of what we're doing. Is this music edifying me? Is it healing me? Is it helping me grow? Or is it destroying me and holding me back? Because there are some things that like you can even be battling with. Like me, I struggle with like anxiety a lot. I'm an anxious person in general. I'm an anxious person, and before I gave my life to Christ, like before I rededicated my life to Christ, it was bad. Now I'm a lot better. All glory to God. And I just realized that there's some music that I listen to when I was a Billie Eilish girlie. Oh my, couple Billie Eilish with anxiety, now add depression on top. It's a lot. You're gonna I'm not saying Billie Eilish herself, God will help her, but like it's just very, like when I say God will help her, I mean like I pray that at the end of the day, like everybody, I want everybody to be saved. That's what I mean. Yes. So I'm just like, there are certain things that you listen to and content that you consume that will not even be helping you. Like instead of helping you out of a situation, it will further worsen the situation that you are in, and you won't even know, because in your head you're just like, yeah, this is how I feel, you know, it's music for my mood right now. It's not music for your mood, please. It should not be music for your mood at all. So yeah, summarizing everything, right, the points or pointers: does it glorify God? Does the music promote an ungodly message? What does your support of the music say to unbelievers? Is it feeding your spirit or is it feeding your flesh? Is the music hindering your spiritual growth? Is the music letting, like you listening to the music or you supporting the music, is it letting other people, other believers to stumble? And what is your spirit telling you about this music? Guys, thank you so much for coming to my TED. I said so much. Please forget, if I add an R to a place if I add an R to a word that should not have an R, please, I'm just messing around. That's not how I talk in real life. Anyways, thank you guys for coming to my TED talk. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. And like I said earlier when I started, if you're feeling convicted, like I was not attacking anybody, right? I wasn't. I used to listen to all kinds of music back then. I used to listen to all kinds of music. But now I'm very, very careful with what I consume. Well, at least I'm still trying to, in the area of like entertainment, like movies and all of that. But with music, I'm very careful with what I am consuming. And I just felt like, yeah, we all should get this insight, this information and all of that. So if you have any questions or anything, maybe you want to like a contribution, or even maybe you kind of don't agree with what I said, I mean, hit me up. It still says hit me up. Please forget I said that. Text me, message me on Instagram. I don't know why I shouted that. Text me. Text me, message me on Instagram. You can send a voice message on this Anchor of Pinky. I'll send a link to that. I'll post the link to that. I'll place the link to the. I'll place the link for that in the in the episode description and all of that. So yeah, have a wonderful, wonderful week, wonderful rest of your day, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.